USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There's air quality concerns across New York once again into this weekend from the Canadian wildfires. Jennifer Pulsoni reports.
Governor Hochul alerting New Yorkers about the smoke drifting from the Canadian wildfires expected to be visible in the atmosphere. She says pollution levels will be acceptable and far below what was experienced last week. Mayor Adams also weighing in.
So we're not stating at this time for everyone to stay inside. We're telling those at risk to pay attention.
Depending on the wind speeds, forecasters note there could be a greater push of wildfire smoke into Saturday. Jennifer Pulsoni, New York.
Cleanup is underway in Perryton, Texas, after a devastating tornado that killed three people on Thursday. A scorching heat wave is set to impact the southeast this weekend. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible from Texas to Florida. President Biden spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut Friday on gun violence, all a part of his Safer Communities Act.
But when the president closed his speech, it had a somewhat odd ending.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, noting Queen Elizabeth died last year. I'm Dave Collins.
Meanwhile, President Biden's preparing for his first campaign rally since declaring his re-election bid. Biden will address Philadelphia union members Saturday afternoon, just one day after top union organizers officially endorsed him. The Justice Department is laying out systemic problems within the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department engages in a pattern or practice of excessive force and unlawfully discriminates against Black and Native American people. This is USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Some House Republicans have begun uniting around a plan to eliminate funding for a new FBI headquarters in response to the Bureau's role in former President Trump's indictment.
Some Republicans in Congress are threatening to block funding to the DOJ in response to what they call a politically motivated prosecution of former President Donald Trump. Representative Andy Harris says it would, quote, send a message to the FBI that they have to act more responsibly if they want to spend over $1 billion. Republican Senator J.D. Vance said he would put a hold on all Justice Department nominees indefinitely, except for those nominated to serve in the U.S. Marshal Service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has proposed a measure that would defund Special Counsel Jack Smith's office and its investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The new FBI headquarters would replace the deteriorating J. Edgar Hoover building in downtown D.C.
That's Aaron Real reporting. King Charles III will celebrate his first so-called official birthday as monarch this weekend. Big crowds are expected to descend on the Mall outside Buckingham Palace for Saturday's festivities. King Charles' real birthday is November 14th, but monarchs have celebrated their birthdays in the UK with the public in the summer since the 1740s. The man at the center of the Pentagon Papers leak in the 1970s has died. Daniel Ellsberg died at the age of 92 after announcing he'd been diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.